Good morning, and you're working overtime? We're working overtime. My name is Tony Bush, and you're tuned in to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. I'm very happy to be with you this morning. Thank you for joining us. Jim Rossetti is out on a musical assignment this weekend, and I'll be doing the show solo. And our guest this morning is Mr. Mike Pulvermacher from eBiz Results LLC in Oshkosh, and he started a second company called Our Town Internet Shopper, Inc., or known as OurTownShopper.com, about 4 years ago. So we're going to be learning about Mike's entrepreneurial accomplishments and some of the challenges he faced getting started and growing these companies. It's going to be a very interesting show. So please stay tuned, and I'll be giving out the phone numbers in just a few moments to invite your questions for Mike. But first, I'd just like to acknowledge the contributions made by the sponsors who help to bring BizTalk to you every weekend. They are Associated Bank, Alberts & Haley CPA Firm, Epiphany Law, and Lakeview Credit Union. And a special recognition, acknowledgement to the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly newspaper. It's a great newspaper. If you're not subscribed to the Business News for East Central Wisconsin Business Affairs, you really should consider it. It's $20 for the year. It comes out every other week, and it does contain relevant and good information regarding the business atmosphere and the business climate in northeastern East Central Wisconsin. We'd also like to mention that the BizTalk program benefits the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. The Fox City SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. The SCORE chapter serves 8 counties between Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac. There are approximately 60 counselors, mentors, who will provide free mentoring assistance to business owners or those looking to start a company. If you have a need in IT, marketing, HR, manufacturing, finance, just about any business, part of business, please contact the SCORE chapter at scorefoxcities.com. You can visit our website. Once again, that's scorefoxcities.com, and learn about the SCORE chapter. And on that website is an application form that you can fill in, hit the send button, and probably within about a week, someone will be contacting you from the SCORE chapter. We are volunteers. We don't staff the office every day, so if you do wait a few days, please be patient, but someone will be getting back to you to talk to you about the assistance you requested in your application, and it's free, and it comes from folks who are in business or retired from business with that expertise. And I also like to mention that the SCORE chapter counselors, mentors, will team up with each other. So if you start out with a question on marketing, and applying that marketing might mean doing some IT website development, we have folks who can help you with that as well. So please give SCORE an opportunity. Consider us. We are at scorefoxcities.com, and please pay us a visit. We'll be taking a short break right now. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to introduce Mike Pulvermacher, and we'll give out the phone numbers. And please stay tuned. It's going to be a good show this morning.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
401k or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Alberts & Haley set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Alberts & Haley CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA. FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Estate planning is not just about money, and it's not just for the wealthy. It's about protecting you during life and protecting your loved ones when you're gone. This is why estate planning isn't just for the rich. It's for everyone. Epiphany Law has expertise in estate planning and can offer a complete plan that avoids probate and can help you maintain control of your assets. Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
And good morning. You're welcome back to BizTalk. You're listening to the BizTalk program on the voice of the Fox City 1150 WHBY Radio. My name is Tony Bush, and happy you're joining us this morning. Our guest this morning is Mr. Mike Pulvermacher from eBiz Results LLC and OurTownShopper.com in Oshkosh. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program this morning.
Thank you. Welcome. Well, glad to be here.
Yep. Thanks. Mike, you have a very interesting business, and actually you provide service for my company, Priora Cash Flow Management. You provide that IT service, the web service, and I'm not going to get all the technology terms correct. You know me well enough to know that, but I can lay it out so that people at least understand that in my company, I need a website, I need someone to maintain it for me, and your company does that. And tell me, what do you do? What is it that your company does for business owners, and why do business owners need that web service?
Well, what we do is really sit down with businesses and understand the business and then really look at it from a web marketing standpoint and understand who their market is that's coming in and understanding, you know, what it is they're looking for and really kind of define that. Look at their competition sites, look at the keyword searches that are there and things like that.
They call that optimization?
Yeah, that's part of search engine, really search engine optimization is that we want to make sure that we first, in the web, people, you got to find what people are looking for and really kind of find those searches and those keywords. Make sure that you're implementing that kind of content into your site and what they're looking for and doing that. So there's kind of a planning part of that. And then once we kind of get a plan together, then we go through the development phase of developing the website. And in most cases, we're kind of putting a strategy together, trying to get the clients to participate more on the website so that it's not really just sitting out there as a static brochure, but give them content management capability to be blogging, putting informational things in there, and trying to make the site engaging for people because you really, ultimately, that's what you're trying to do. Just like in the sales process, you have to build rapport with people before you really ask for it. Well, when people come on your website, you're doing the same thing. You're trying to build credibility and rapport and try and really think about your website more as, instead of a static brochure, as more of a communication tool.
Well, people, it's one of those marketing strategies where people come to you. They discover you. I'm not mailing. I could email my link to my website to some prospective clients. But if people are out there looking for a service, they might be Googling the keywords of that service, looking for a site that might provide that. And that's this optimization that might bring them to my site then.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming into my store on the web, my showroom, and they're seeing what's available. And they might choose to buy something or just get educated. but they're coming to my place. I need to make it more interactive and keep it current, because those optimization terms are changing all the time, aren't they?
That's not so much that they're changing all the time. I mean, we got to keep an eye on that too. But the biggest thing is that really looking at your service of what you're providing, and then, like I said, trying to what you're really after. I mean, there's studies out there too from a standpoint of you want to make sure that your website looks very professional, that you give that image that you're looking for, because studies out there show, I think it's over 75% of users, people, before they do a business, even with a brick and mortar company, will go online and research their company. People are looking more and more. They're going out into Yelp, or they're going into different sites and stuff too to look for comments and what people are saying about businesses. And so really what you want to do is, and that's kind of a whole tying in the social media aspects of it too, and
the tweeting and the Facebook and YouTube and
so there's, you know, a lot of businesses are in Facebook and trying to engage their audience in Facebook. The challenge in Facebook too is not just to be posting things about your business that, hey, we do this or do that, but trying to come up with ideas of kind of engaging them. And that's kind of in tying those kinds of things in there as well, you know. And social, there's called social bookmarking. There's sites out there that people can put on their browsers and stuff like that, and kind of, you know, rate different sites and things. But in general, what you got to realize is if somebody's looking for probably your service, they're looking for it very specifically. So they're probably going to your website. If they find your, you know, first of all, you got to find your website. But once they find your website, right, hopefully your site's really helping them understand the benefits of using you and what's different about you.
Right.
And then if there's good informational content usually in there that helps build credibility, and the more of that, then hopefully then they're more likely to contact you. And obviously in the content and things, we want to also be inviting them to do contact you or whatever it is that we're trying to do. As
everything leads up to the sale. That's the goal here.
Right.
And retaining a client, retaining a member. Mike, what did you do in life before you started this company? You started eBiz Results about 8 years ago?
Yes.
And what was your background prior to that?
My background prior to that was I worked in electronics, actually. Started printed circuit board design. I worked for Plexus Technology Group for 15 years. And I also worked for a company in Madison doing those types of services, so...
Do you recall the trigger you woke up one morning and said, I'm going to go start eBiz Results? Do you remember how that started? Was it over a period of time? Usually, it for different people, it's different things.
Well, I always, from day one of getting out of school, I had a sideline business where I always was doing database programming, helping different businesses, actually helped set up accounting systems. And this is back when, you know, PCs were just getting a hard drive into them. You know, so I was programming in DBase and Fox Pro and doing, you know, a lot of these things, which dates me, I guess, a little bit. I always had, you know, passion of helping businesses and stuff get more efficient and doing that through programming and stuff like that. So kind of the history of me is I went to work for Technology Group for a couple of years, went to Madison to work for another company for 5 years, and then came back. Technology Group hired me back, and I remember saying to my wife, 5 to 7 years, and then I'm going to start my business, because I always had the passion. I wanted to start a business and get it really going. And I was actually back 13 years before I then jumped and started to do it. So
yep. Well, it's always interesting to hear the story, because some folks just go out and do it. And others have another job or another career, but there's this side passion that's in the back of our minds a little bit, always keeping our eyes open, watching for that opportunity, and then finally saying, let's just do it. I think we're ready to go. Now, how did your wife feel about quitting the position you had in corporate America, so to speak, and that you go to work 40 hours a week, and now you're on your own? How did good family support?
Yeah, I mean, my wife was always right behind me and supported me. I mean, it was hard. I mean, when you're starting
Absolutely.
A business, you know, you're going from having a nice salary and nice benefits and everything else to struggling and, you know, getting cash flow in to make the payments and, and to do those things. So that's been a challenge, and then hiring employees and going through that. And
it is a team effort. If your wife isn't going to be with you, or if you're a lady and your husband isn't with you in this venture yet, if you're not together on that, it's probably not the time to launch it.
Mm-hmm. If without my wife's support, there would be no way I would be where I'm at right now.
I remember during the pre-show conversation we had before we got on the air this morning, you had shared how there have been many times where all the employees were paid, but maybe you didn't take a paycheck, or you took a reduced paycheck that pay cycle.
Many, many times.
So you have to have a very understanding
spouse.
And that's
when the wife goes back to you and says, yeah, you know what, if we were here, you'd just be making a salary and we'd still be making benefits. So
We wouldn't have this uncertainty in our lives. And I think you have some children, right?
Yes.
You had some children while you're going through this as well. So
yes.
It was a big risk, a big gamble.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a lot of persistence and a certain degree of belief that it can be accomplished. You had done some work, I believe, on developing your niche, your market for eBiz results.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to service? What are you going to do? Did you develop a business plan?
Yes.
Did you write it out?
Yes, I did initially, but it's you get guilty of not staying and refining it
keeping
all the time.
Keeping it current.
You get busy in the business on the day-to-day, and you got to take time and spend the time. It's a thing to force yourself to go back and spend the time to really be
right.
Working on your business instead of in your business. And that can be a challenge because you just get so busy.
And that's a real good point, because as you develop eBiz results, you've been at it now about 8 years. 4 years into that venture, you still maintained a certain degree of thinking on your business, or working on your business, not just in the business. You were working on your business because you saw another opportunity. You saw a strategic opportunity out there,
mm-hmm.
and you diversified. What did you do 4 years ago?
4 years ago, that came about. Larry Cohen is one of my partners in Our Town Shopper, and he was actually looking to develop the Our Town concept, and when I sat down, and he was looking for me to come in and really do the development and the programming for that business. And then when I looked at that business, I saw that as a huge opportunity, and it really kind of fit with my passion of really helping small local businesses. And so, you know, the idea of really being able to help these small, drive people into small local businesses without them spending any money until they actually, you know, getting a certificate in hand, and then that's really when their cost of doing business was. And so that business model idea, we kind of refined it together, and I actually partnered with Larry at that point on the startourtownshopper.com.
So you're driving customers into small businesses,
mm-hmm.
and bringing revenues to the small business in the community. And because a lot of small businesses are struggling,
mm-hmm.
they're trying to find ways to bring people into their stores, their shops, or their service companies. And Our Town Shopper is an electronic or digital means of doing that?
Yeah, Our Town, I mean, when we started Our Town, we partnered with WBAY Channel 2
sure.
right off the bat, and they really worked with us to help brand us and get us known in the market. And but the key thing is yes, it's the way it works essentially is that we work with a business. There's no cost trade. There's no money trades hands between Our Town Shopper and the business normally. And so they just provide us gift certificates in exchange for the advertising and promotion of what we do. And in some cases where we get better certificates and things like that, we'll actually share revenue back to the business.
Okay.
For those certificates.
All right. And then how does the consumer obtain those certificates?
The consumer goes on ourtownshopper.com and they actually can purchase any gift certificates that are online. There's many gift certificates on there, from hotels, 50% off the hotels, to salons and spas. We have golf courses every year, many, many golf courses on there. So it's really, it's the idea is that it gives people an incentive to, in some cases, we'll put certificates at 75% off and feature them at 75% for a day. So people can really get really good deals. They purchase the gift certificate, and they can print it right there and take it into the business and redeem it.
It sounds like a pretty efficient way to distribute certificates, as you know, as opposed to some of them. I know I get some at home, these mailing things, where it comes in the mail and there's a colorful brochure or an envelope and a whole bunch of certificates in there for different products, different services, with certain discounts on the prices. It sounds like the computer is a pretty efficient way of accomplishing the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, we just, when we started the business, you know, I know there's other businesses that do it where they would actually ship the gift certificates or mail them to do it, and then we kind of came up with the idea of providing a login access to the businesses so they can actually view the gift certificates that were there, and they can actually validate them and redeem them so they can print them and take them in. The next version of kind of where we'd like to go is really is with the mobile. The mobile is becoming huge.
That's right.
And so we're really marketing in the in the mobile space as well, and then hoping that in the future that actually be able to do gift certificate redemption right on with mobile phones as well. So that's kind of a direction that we're heading as well.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break here, Mike. We'll be back on the other side. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call at Lakeview. You'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
If I have a will, do I really need estate planning? A will is simply one piece of an estate plan. Often a trust is a preferred tool if privacy, taxes, creditor protection, or probate costs are a concern. Epiphany Law offers legal expertise in estate planning, which empowers you with the tools you need to protect yourself and your loved ones. Epiphany Law. A boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
Now, welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking this morning with Mike Pulvermacher. Mike is from Oshkosh. He owns a company called eBiz Results, LLC. Started that company about 8 years ago, and 4 years ago, he started an entity called OurTownShopper.com in a partnership. If you're listening this morning and you'd like to ask a question of Mike about how he got started or how some of this internet stuff works, please give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150, 1-866-887-1150. 1150, especially if you're a business owner and you're looking for ways to expand your marketing efforts, become creative, make your website more appealing, make it more popular out there in cyberspace. Mike is one of those individuals who owns a company who can help you accomplish that. Mike, we were talking a little bit during the break about where this is going, what the next phase is. You've described the Our Town Shopper, the certificate program, and people can come to your Our Town Shopper and buy certificates. You indicated that sometimes you have a daily special. So if I'm planning a trip to a city somewhere and I might be able to get a discount at a hotel, 50% off or 30% off or whatever it might be. There might be those daily specials, which would be an incentive for me to maybe check with ourtownshopper.com every day to see if there's a special going on.
Uh-huh.
And I would print off the certificate then? Is that how that works? I print a certificate at my computer?
Yeah, right now you can go online with your computer. You can purchase the gift certificate and immediately print that certificate and then take it into the business.
Do I pay for it on PayPal? Is there a credit card system?
We have a credit card system, and it runs through authorize.net.
Okay.
And then, you know, through our merchant account system.
So just typical online purchase, enter my account data and make the purchase.
Yeah, and then we have, to kind of help protect the merchants too, then what we do is we put a 90-day lockout. So once you buy that certificate, that you're locked out for 90 days again in your account before you could purchase another certificate. And that's just to help protect the merchants, because the merchants really want to see, you know, the new people trying their businesses and stuff. And we're trying to encourage people to go and use other certificates as well.
Do the certificates have a maturity date? Are they good until a certain date, or are they good for?
Most certificates are valid for a year.
A year?
Usually, yeah.
Okay. I know there's been some conversation recently about these gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not used within 6 months or a year, then the merchant begins deducting $2 a month off the credit balance of $50 on the account. That's not happening here.
No.
Okay, but there's and it makes sense to have a maturity date on it.
Mm-hmm.
It just can't go on forever, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned during the break that the next phase of marketing is mobile marketing.
Yeah, we're getting in the web atmosphere as well. We're really, I mean, social media has become such a big aspect of, you know, doing web marketing, and mobile is really becoming a huge thing as well. There's, you know, I was down to a mobile conference actually in Chicago, and then there, you know, the studies were showing that they're estimating in, I think, June of 2012, where we'll hit that threshold where more people will be browsing the internet with mobile phones than will be browsing with the computers now.
Wow.
And so, and then just mobile marketing is really becoming a huge thing, because it's, you know, advantages are, is you got people, you know, you're marketing to people that are carrying a phone. So, you know, like in Our Town Shopper, one of the most big valuable things that we do is people sign up for daily updates on whichever region that they want to see the deals from that are on that day.
Wait a minute. You said they can sign up for a daily update?
Yes.
What does that mean?
When somebody registers an account, they can sign up.
A consumer.
They can sign up for email. We do email marketing, so they can sign up and pick which regions that they'd want to get updates from. And we send a daily update to a lot of people. Some of them can also make a choice if they only want to get one weekly update. But each day when something new comes on, then we're sending that out through email to over 16,000 people every day.
So if I have an interest in Alabama, and I sign up to Our Town Shopper one time, I could subscribe to it, and if there's something new that comes up in Alabama, you could ship something to me?
Yeah.
Are you reaching out that far to Alabama?
No, right now we're focused. We're in the northeast Wisconsin. We have really three regions. One is in northeast Wisconsin.
Okay.
And really the business is here. That's where we started. We're in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could kind of select that region, and we are just as far as January, we started in the Milwaukee region.
Okay. And so those three areas,
mm-hmm.
If I want to go to a Brewers game, for example, want to spend the night or the weekend, just make it a family affair, I could go to Our Town Shopper and find out what specials are available through Milwaukee.
Yeah, you could probably go there and find a hotel room that's 50% or larger. And by the way, everything is 50% off, nothing under 50%. So 50% is the minimum percentage off on a certificate. You might find restaurants there. You might find a few things that you know. So if you travel in Milwaukee, you probably get a discount on go out to eat at a restaurant, and also get 50% off your hotel stay.
So if I make it if I have business in Milwaukee and I'm going down there once a week, I can subscribe to your website, and you'll just automatically ship me alerts or advisories that here's a deal, here's a deal, here's a deal.
Yep. Yeah. So right now we have over, I think, 16,000 people that are subscribed to our daily updates. So
really?
each day when new things are coming on, then an email goes out to them just informing them that these are new certificates that are added to the website. That way they don't miss the deal or see what it is. So, and then if we're featuring, and it also notifies them if we're featuring something at 75% off, let's say for this day, but it's only for that day, then they're aware of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just probably within a week or so of launching where people can actually sign up now to get that sent to their mobile phones by text messaging.
Which is what you were saying a moment ago about mobile marketing.
Yes.
Now, if someone listening in the audience is a business owner
mm-hmm.
and is not participating in this yet, how can they participate?
They can contact us either through our website or give us a call.
And what is that phone number and that website?
It's there's a couple. I'm just nervous about thinking about.
Yeah.
Your
website is what?
The website's www.ourtownshopper.com.
And there's a contact us button
yeah.
on the website?
And the phone number's real clearly there as well.
Okay, so ourtownshopper.com. Go to that. So if I'm a business owner and I wanted to offer discounts to people, I would fill out an application? Is that how that works? Or
yeah,
describing
just,
what I want to give?
Yeah, they would contact us. We actually have consultants that go out and work with the businesses, and then they'll stay in touch with them on a regular basis. So,
if this is becoming more popular, then businesses who want to compete effectively need to make themselves available to this.
Mm-hmm.
If I own a hotel, and I'm the only hotel in town not offering these discounts, it won't be long. My revenues are going to show that.
Yeah, and we also restrict, you know, we really focus on what's in the best interest of the customer and the client in there to help, you know, kind of look at if they have, maybe if they have non-busy times, we'll, you know, try to fill in and get those non-busy times and really work with them. Our consultants really go and they go out and work with these people, and they're staying in touch with them on a regular basis and building that relationship and really working with them to understand kind of, you know, maybe where their business need is and trying to help fill those voids with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we would do is if a business is interested, then we put them in touch with one of our consultants.
Well, you mentioned in describing eBiz results earlier in the program, you mentioned how your staff will sit down and work with the business owner in setting up the website.
Mm-hmm.
And they help them understand what is the niche I'm going after. And all those basic questions. Many times business owners don't understand themselves in words what they want to do. They have an idea, but they've never really articulated it.
Mm-hmm.
So really what you're providing is an educational service too.
Mm-hmm.
You're helping to educate the business owner whether they're going to build a website or if they want to participate in ourtownshopper.com. You're helping to educate the business owners to what are the benefits, how do we get this installed? Here's what you have to do. These are slow times. And really, it comes with the price. I mean, whatever we pay your firm, we're getting that additional knowledge about our own business. We're strategically talking about our business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's, you know, and the buzzword, I guess, is multi-channel advertising. So what we're looking at is what avenues can we do to help promote that business. So it's usually much more than the website. It's, you know, what are the things out there on the web, for example, as well as other medias or things are you doing kind of to promote the business? So, you know, that's like I said, social media has become such a big aspect of it too. You know, for example, in Our Town Shopper, we do, you know, we're doing search engine optimization services to bring it up on the search engine. We're in Facebook and trying to engage audiences in Facebook. We got Yelp subscriber Yelp is a site that people can go on and kind of look at businesses, so we're encouraging people in there. And
it's like a Better Business Bureau type thing. They collect reports about how businesses are performing or what they do.
People can go and make comments on different businesses, and those things are just, they're out there. And
yeah.
So it's really trying to encourage people, you know, to get there and do positive comments about their business and stuff like that. So it's really kind of a management of a lot of different avenues of, mm-hmm. of doing that. So Twitter as well, you know, getting a following of Twitter and how using that, and just kind of all that, all those kinds of things. On web marketing, videos is a thing too. If you can, you know, be in YouTube channel with videos and, you know, and then having those videos on your website. I think Internet Retailer Magazine, it was like a couple months ago, had an article that said, Google is 50 times more likely to index your website higher if you have more videos in it and videos indexed on your website.
Mm-hmm. Does a video include something like a web out where the owner of the business is just walking out and welcoming you to the website and here's what we do here? Is that considered one of those videos, or does it have to be instructional? Does it have to have some substance to it?
Yeah, I'm not really referring to the web outs. I mean, those are things that can be put on there, but typically, like, for example, if you got a site that's really showing products, you know, just think of the impact that that helps make if you're going through and talking about features, but they can click on videos and watch videos of the different features and things like that. So it helps sell the site a lot more as well. Mm-hmm. And so, and by putting those on a YouTube channel as well, it creates more visibility for it to be out there and be indexed by Google and the other search engines as well.
So the business owner would put the video on their website and then also put it out on YouTube.
Yeah, a lot of times what we do is actually put the videos on YouTube, create a YouTube channel, which is, we're optimizing and trying to get the keywords and things into that page. And then there's a script that you can take and essentially runs it on like a little flash window from YouTube. So it looks like it's a video window on your website. Now you might just get the little YouTube logo.
Sure.
But it's actually running it from YouTube.
Okay.
But you can, so that's a way you can kind of put a lot of videos on your site, but then also you kind of get the advantage of both sides of it.
Mm-hmm. But to the visitor, it's, to the visitor, it's almost seamless, isn't it?
Yeah. They're not moving off your website to go to YouTube, but it's just viewing the window within your website.
Mm-hmm. In terms of your business, eBiz results, Mike, what sort of competition do you have out there? There's probably tons of it, I imagine.
Yes.
In your technology world.
Yes. There's a lot of competition. I mean, from, I always called the nephew Jimmy, but, people starting up and, learning Dreamweaver and kind of doing website development, things like that, to other companies that are doing, programming to that side of it. So, and we've actually, some of our clients actually have been other web development companies that just didn't have the capability of doing database programming.
Okay.
So they knew HTML and could do the pages, but they needed to take and actually write a database application. So I actually have database programmers that would kind of do that for them behind the scenes. And
okay. How big is your staff, Mike? How many employees do you have?
I have 4 employees in eBiz Results, and let's see, Our Town Shopper, I have 2 salespeople, and then we also have that work on the Milwaukee market and the Northeast market, and then we're in a partnership with, and there's 2 salespeople we manage up in the UP.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Lindsay there, so I guess we got 5 in Our Town Shopper, plus my wife and I in the business.
Yep. Well, to stay in the technology business for 8 years, I think, says something too. You're adding more than just the service. You're adding some quality educational elements to this that business people don't get from other places.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for folks like myself who are not so technology literate. I know what I want to do. I know what I want it to look like, but I don't know the terms of technology to say what I need to say. But I know working with you and Gretel, it's been a good experience because you've been very patient in translating for me what I use in my layman's terms, and you know how to apply that, and then you show me a picture of what I'm looking at in technology terms. It's a nice translation. It's always been helpful for me, and I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yep. We're taking a little break right now. We'll come back for the final segment of the program. We're talking with Mike Pulvermacher this morning from eBiz Results, and you're listening to the Biz Talk radio program on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Estate planning is not just about you. It's about ensuring that your loved ones aren't burdened by your failure to plan. Estate planning maintains control and clarifies your wishes, which can minimize the discord that sometimes arises at death. Epiphany Law offers legal expertise in estate planning and can offer a complete plan that avoids probate and protects your loved ones when you're gone. Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
And good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk. You're listening to Biz Talk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY radio. We've been talking with Mike Pulvermacher this morning of eBiz Results and OurTownShopper.com. And we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Wynn.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
How are you doing?
Quite well. I'm enjoying your program.
Thank you.
My question is, first of all, I'd like to thank for Biz Talk, you, Mike, and the WHBY. This morning I learned quite a lot of things, and especially I'm ignorant in social media and Facebook and so forth, but I learned something this morning. So my
Thanks.
Question to Mike is that, keep up the... how do you keep on contact with the social media, with Facebook? I also heard that you had to keep plugging in, and then also becoming a mobile marketing with cell phones and so forth. I know that there's not enough time. I just like to hear a pinpoint answer.
Sure. Thanks, Wynn.
On the Facebook, the biggest thing you want to kind of keep in mind is we have people that are working it, and once you start doing Facebook advertising, not the advertising, but working in Facebook, you're going to want to make sure that you're following up with people when they make comments. And the key thing is try to add questions, or like for our town shopper, we're trying to do contests or doing things to engage people. And so you're trying to encourage people to post things on it. You know, like we've done contests where, like in, I remember Valentine's Day, we did a pucker contest. You know,
okay.
People posted photos or
sure.
Trying to do things to keep it fun and keep it engaging. So rather than just posting information about your business, you're trying to engage people. And that's the mm-hmm. key difference of how you want to think about that. And I think in web marketing, you want to try and get your mindset to, how do I engage people, not just putting, you know, what I do. So with our town, we try to make it fun. We try to do contests and change things up all the time. And I think that's the key thing when you start doing it. But once you start doing it, you got to make sure that you're there. So if people are posting comments, you can follow up with them.
Keep it fresh and keep it active.
And keep it's a conversation, and you want to keep that conversation going.
Wynn, thanks for the call. We have to run. I really appreciate the call, Wynn. We'll see you next week. Mike, we always ask our guests to give out their phone numbers and their contact data.
The phone number for Our Town Shopper, if anybody's interested, is 920-230-6610. For eBiz Results, the phone number is 920-651-1376.
And the email address for Our Town?
Email address would be, my email is mikep@ourtownshopper.com.
And ourtownshopper.com is the website, so you can learn all about it. Want to thank you for being our guest this morning, Mike. It was a good show. Next week, we're going to have Mao Nguyen on from Fisk. He wrote a book. It's financial planning, so please stay tuned for next week. And I'd like to say welcome to Evie. Glad to have you on this planet Earth. See you next week.